In the small, dimly lighted projection booth, a sprung sofa slumped against one wall, and stacks of paperbacks stood on every flat surface. Evidently, Jelly liked to read while the movie ran. Pointing to a door different from the one by which they had entered, the fat man said,
"My apartment's through there. Ben left a special box for you."
Jelly left and quickly returned with an old shoebox full of papers. He set it on a stack of entertainment gossip magazines.
"He sent you one newspaper clipping with his letter, right?"
"And it brought me halfway around the world."
Jelly took the lid off the box.
"Ben collected lots of this."
Deucalion picked up the top clipping, scanned the photo, then the headline. "Victor Helios gives $1 million to Symphony." The sight of the man in the photo, virtually unchanged after so much time, jolted Deucalion as before in the monastery. Hands trembling, Deucalion dropped the clipping, which fluttered to the floor of the projection room. Ben had prepared him for this, but he was shocked anew. Victor alive.
Alive.
For a century or more, Deucalion had explained his own longevity to himself by the simple fact that he was unique, brought to life by singular means. He might therefore exist beyond the reach of death. Victor, however, had been born of man and woman. He should be heir to all the ills of the flesh. From an inner jacket pocket, Deucalion withdrew a rolled sheet of heavy paper, which he usually kept in his carry-all. He slipped the knot of the securing ribbon, unrolled the paper, and stared at it for a moment before showing it to Jelly. Scrutinizing the pencil portrait, Jelly said,
"That's Helios."
"A self-portrait," Deucalion said. "He's talented. I took this from a frame in his study. More than 200.